Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
This Lent, we've been looking at people and events in the last week of Jesus' life. And we've focused on Mary of Bethany, Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, and that strengthening angel that was there. We've looked at Peter's denial in the courtyard of the high priest's home. And we've looked at Pontius Pilate. And today we focus on Simon of Cyrene. And just a couple of historical notes before I read the passage. Crucifixion was part of the dark underbelly of the Roman Empire, the Roman peace. It was an instrument of torture. It was used for rebels, runaway slaves, people who had committed the worst of crimes. No Roman citizen could be crucified. Jesus, in the account now, is being brought with the other prisoners for crucifixion. And often in the movies, you see him carrying the whole cross. That would be impossible for anyone. What he's really carrying is just the crossbar. And that's what Simon of Cyrene is called in to help him with. He's so beaten up and weakened, he cannot carry that himself. Okay. Here's the account from the Gospel of Mark. The soldiers compelled a passerby, a man who was coming in from the country, to carry Jesus' cross. It was Simon of Cyrene. Now notice this, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Mark is saying to the church in Rome of his day, look, you know his kids. This is their father we're talking about. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, a painkiller. But he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Sometimes in life there are unexpected encounters, unexpected meetings that prove decisive for the rest of our lives. And I think such an encounter was the one between Jesus and Simon of Cyrene. Simon of Cyrene should not be confused with Simon Peter, who was one of the disciples. Simon of Cyrene comes from North Africa, from the very borders of the Sahara Desert. Cyrene was a community in what would be the modern country of Libya. And he had come. There was a Jewish colony there, and he's part of that Jewish colony. He has come back to the old country, a trip of a lifetime to celebrate the Passover with all its festivities. And if you use your imagination and just think of what it's like now, he comes up over the brow of a hill, and he sees before him just a horrible sight. Dead men walking. There is a group of prisoners under Roman soldier guard who are being ushered to their place of execution, a hill called Golgotha. And this man is just horrified by what he sees. And one of the prisoners, very badly beaten up, is no longer able to carry that crossbar. He falls. And the Roman soldier on duty, the commanding officer, looks around to see who he might get to help this prisoner carry his cross to the execution. And, you know, he knows no Roman soldier could do this. This would be below their dignity. And a Jewish person would have a hard time too, because just the very touching of that wood of the cross would be contamination, defilement. You wouldn't be able to take part in any religious activities. And this man looks around now, and he sees people traveling in groups, but he sees also this man by himself. And his clothes are a little bit different. A foreigner. Someone from away. And he reaches out the flat side of his spear, the flat side of the point, and touches that man's shoulder. And everyone in the empire knew what this meant. You are being compelled into service. There was no argument against it. It didn't matter how degrading or horrible it was. You were called into service. Sometimes life doesn't turn out the way we hoped it would. Simon, can you imagine how he felt? Simon from Cyrene, who had come from so far to celebrate the Passover back in Jerusalem. And now he is called into service to carry on a sultry, hot morning. He's called into service to carry this cross for this prisoner he doesn't know. And he can't now take part in the Passover. He's defiled. He's contaminated. He can't take part in any of the functions. And he's just crushed, disappointed. How would you feel? Have you ever gone through the experience where you've wanted something very badly and you've worked so hard for it and it's so close you can even taste it, and then at the last moment it's snatched away? You know, it's just like having the wind knocked out of you. That's Simon of Cyrene. Trip of a lifetime, ruined. Simon helps Jesus carry that crossbar to the place of execution. He does what he has to do. But then there's a twist in the story, an interesting twist. Somehow, this man from North Africa, this man from Libya, becomes a person of faith. We don't know how it happened, we're not told, but somehow it does take place. And it might have been something Jesus had said to him while they were carrying that cross together. It might have been something Jesus said while he was on the cross itself. It might have been something that the disciples said later on. Something struck fire within this man. And not only him, his children too. We don't know if it happened right away, instantaneously, or if it took a long time to develop, but the faith was there. The Gospel of Mark, which is written about a generation after the events that are being described, the author there says to the house churches in Rome that have just come through persecution, hey, you know the kids of this guy. You know Alexander, you know Rufus. It's their father we're talking about here. I think the story of Simon of Cyrene is one of encouragement and hope, one that's very inspiring for all of us, for both you and me. And one thing I think it says to us is that, you know, just as Simon helped Jesus carry his cross, so we are called to carry the burdens of one another. And I remember a story told about Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. He had read a book called Life as the Other Half Lives It by Jacob Riis. And it was a picture book about New York City and the slums and what life was like in the slums of New York City. And it showed older people who had nothing to live for. It showed women who had worked too hard. It showed children with no light in their eyes whatsoever, just caught in the squalor. And Theodore Roosevelt was deeply moved by this book of photographs, and he wanted to meet Riis. But he forgot to tell Riis he was going to come visit him. So he went to Riis's home and knocked on the door. Nobody home. Riis wasn't there. But Theodore Roosevelt took out a card, his business card, politician's card. And he wrote on that card, "Dear Mr. Riis, I have read your book and I have come to help carry one another's burdens." What did St. Paul say? Carry one another's burdens that you may fulfill the law of Christ. Now, last night, I had an email from Lissa, and she's doing very well. And she would have been here this morning, but her husband, Jim, had to go in for a treatment. But she did want this read, and I think it fits right in with what we're saying about carrying one another's burdens. And this is what she wanted me to read. "Could you thank everyone for their prayers and well wishes and cards and visits and food and nursing?" She'd just come out of the hospital. "Including Linda for making vegetable soup exactly the way I wanted. Jean for sharing her vegan dinners. Lainey for being a point person and a good listener. Betty, who stopped by to minister to my wounds, David, for visiting me and checking in, and most of all to Francesca, who was my everything, especially when she intervened after hearing I was living on animal crackers. Bear one another's burdens." It's being done, isn't it? Just as Simon carried that cross, so we are to be there for one another. There's a second point here, I think, too. And that is sometimes, certainly not always, but sometimes, the disappointments we face in life can turn out to be a blessing. Or at least, in part, a blessing. Do you find that true? Sometimes the hard things that happen can be a blessing. Schiller has a poem about God creating birds. And in this poem, God creates birds with beautiful voices, beautiful feathers, but they have no wings. And so God brings some wings, puts them on the ground, and says to the birds, "Hey, these are your burdens. Bear them." And the birds put on their wings, and the wings grow, and they discover that it's the burdens, those wings, which enable them to rise from the ground, from the land. Sometimes, as with Simon of Cyrene, that big disappointment can turn out to be something good. In our own family, there were a lot of tears when we discovered that our grandson was born with severe retardation, that he would never be able to walk or talk or feed himself. That was hard. And there were some very hard times. But at the same time, there was also a blessing from this little boy. He's 20 years old now. And the blessing was he brought a family together to work together. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, those disappointments can work out to be a blessing, or at least have some part of a blessing. And you know, Simon of Cyrene, who was so disappointed, all his hopes crushed, you know, this great trip just ruined. Not at the time, but looking back in retrospect, he could see maybe another hand at work. He had helped Jesus carry the cross. And that was a crown he wore for the rest of his life, as a king wears a crown. Simon of Cyrene. I think his story gives encouragement and inspiration to each one of us. Amen.